My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star and co-founder of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them at the Reagan Building live every Friday and Saturday evening here in the nation's capital. You can also learn more about their work at capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD is Fiscal Shades of Gray. And Elena, how detailed will the president's apology be in the show this week?
Well, we thought, you know, maybe she'd go out and say, you know, I know a lot of things have gone wrong and there's a lot of things I need to apologize for, but I'd like you to focus on one thing. I'm not as bad as the mayor of Toronto. That's really the best thing you can do like that right now is just go, look over there. Look over there.
Yeah, as long as we're clearing low bars.
Mayor Barry and the mayor of Toronto might get together on a talk show.
Yes, exactly. share their experiences with the world. Boy, talk about a train wreck up there. Wow.
Yeah, it does speak for having a recall process, doesn't it?
I think so.
Those Canadians are so nice. I think they're like considering whether they should tell him he shouldn't maybe have done some of the things he did. You know, they're so nice up there.
Yeah, I've heard some jokes say that you've got folks like Anthony Weiner and Bob Filner, the ex-mayor of San Diego, going, man, this guy's got problems.
Oh, boy. So. Well, you know, we're going to have a new lurdy die about that in our show by tonight, I'm sure.
Okay.
He was croaking the smack. That's right.
Oh, man. Yeah, anytime every story about you begins with crack smoking ... you know it's not good. It's hard to recover from that, I'm guessing.
And it gets worse from there.
Yes, it's only gotten worse. And since this is a family show, we won't go there. But let's just say he got into some other personal stories.
You thought the smoking crack was the low point, but no. So
yes, you can Google it if you really want to know what else he said. Anyway, on to the issues with Obamacare, and obviously there's a lot of them. The big issue this week, of course, has been folks losing their coverage and the president's kind of effort at the last minute to allow those folks to keep those plans. And insurance companies are saying, "You told us we couldn't do that." So that's going to be a problem. But one of the things that a lot of people have experienced, but I think a lot of people also haven't experienced because they haven't been in the position yet where they have to shop for new insurance, is just how frustrating the healthcare.gov site is. So the Capitol Steps have decided to take us into that experience, right?
That's right.
Okay, so here is the Capitol Steps with I Don't Know How to Log On.
I was really excited to find out that I could get health coverage because of Obamacare. Oh, there's just one little problem. What's that error code? This site isn't fast. Should I scream and shout something really crass? How did I get as stuck as this? Oh, what's that hourglass? I don't know how to log in. Where to start? It keeps clogging. This darn thing still buffering. In these last few days, I've grown sick of the sight. Healthcare.gov. I don't think I can take this. Why did Barack try to do it? He's a man with great big plans. But this site has stopped me in my tracks. It might be apply by fax. Should I call support? Is my info gone? Should I hit refresh? Turn it off and on? Why can't this site work half as fast as Amazon.com? click, I get more sick. And so now I'm trying the 800 line.
Beep, boop, 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 boop.
Thank you for calling Obamacare. Your call is very important to us. If you are having a heart attack, press 1. All other calls stay on the line and your condition will go away on its own. Well, now I'm cured all right. I died last night.
Elena, such a lovely rendition of a really depressing song.
Really, it's the only song I think we've ever had in the show where the woman gets dragged off at the end of the song by her feet. So that's worth coming down to the Reagan Building and seeing.
I'm sure that's what the president had in mind at this point in the rollout.
Comedy is not pretty.
No. You guys dish it out, but it's right on point. Anything else? We talked about Rob Ford up in Toronto, of course, and that ongoing spectacle. Anything else that's got
right.
your attention?
That's right. We're trying our new Rob Ford bit tonight. And actually, I guess immigration's coming back in the news, and I hear the Secret Service might be back in the news.
Secret Service is in the news. There's been a couple more, let's just say, indiscretions on the part of various agents. Apparently, one of them left at least one, if not more than one, bullet from his service revolver in the hotel room with this person who, let's just say, he hadn't known a while.
Gosh. Okay, well, time to break out the Secret Service song again.
The writers, you get to update this stuff all the time.
That's right.
Well, you got plenty of material, Elena. Thanks for your time.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, Star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online, capitalsteps.com, latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.